I've got being insulted by Van Morrison story for you.
Is it a tremendously long queue? It makes the one outside Banter Souls look like a lot of fuss
is
about nothing.
Is he known as a rude man?
I think the word curmudgeon. I think the word curmudgeon. It's always curmudgeon the old man. He's a shocker. He's a shocker. Tell us, Linda.
Well, it was quite a while ago. I was a model in the 60s.
Yeah.
And I was with a group of promotional people at a Them concert.
This is all very good. Yeah.
And I think your colleague just said it must have been about 67 because Them broke up then.
Yeah.
You're showing my age somewhat.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was taken over and introduced.
I see.
And he said, and I won't give the exact words, but something to the effect of, I don't speak to effing sluts.
No, Van Morrison. You see, top of the shop, Van Morrison. You've got to say that this is not atypical. I mean, if you're not aware of Van Morrison's legend,
I'm sure
this is exactly what he's like.
Yeah. Oh, I've been left out of the Van Morrison loop. Then
Van is the grumpiest man in the world, right? and tremendously so. Linda once on Capital Radio years ago, and we're all Van Morrison fans. But there you go. You see, the Stones get all the flack, polite gentlemen, and yet Van Morrison, who's one of the rudest and grumpiest, but quite gloriously so, on Capital Radio years ago. Nicky Horn had a show there, and he was doing his Nicky Horn show, and he said, my guest tonight is Van Morrison. And I used to have this on tape. It's one of the great non-beginnings to an interview of all time. And he said, Van, firstly, I know you don't take this sort of thing well, but I can't tell you what a pleasure it is after all these years to be sitting face to face with you. Nothing came out. Now, before we move on, a song I've always admired, perhaps my favourite song, is Into the Mystic. Now, when you get a song like that, and Van Morrison, listen, you, I'm here to sell an album. If you think I'm going to talk about my emotions, you're out of your mind. So let's get on with it. And my radio, I looked at my radio, and frost was all around it. And frost and snow was gently falling. No, Nicola, okay, let's play a track. Yeah, listen, you, I'm not going to do the accent. I'm here to sell an album. If you think I'm here to talk about my emotions, you're out of your mind. Let's get on with it. And it's Linda there. Now, Linda, how did you respond to this, should have been, you know?
Stunned, but one of my colleagues said, hey, you don't talk to a lady like that. And he just said, there's no ladies here.
You see, Van Morrison. You know, I don't know if you're aware of this, Linda, but we are trying to get together a list of 1 million paperboys. I've forgotten it this morning. I must have it tattooed on my wrist. We're trying to get a list. We've got 7 so far. You a paperboy? Pete, you're going to be on the list. Yeah. We're allowed in the building. So that's 8. We're trying to get 1 million together before this show goes off the air in the year 2010.
Wow.
But I think if we did a list of 1 million people insulted by Van Morrison...
You'd probably come close.
By the end of the week. By the end of the week that we could do
by
it.
By the end of the show.
Linda, thank you very much. Indeed, Linda, there's our Van Morrison story. If you have a grumpy Van Morrison story, that door is always... I've got so many. At the Cueables about 5 years ago. So the Cueables is always a good dude. That 25-minute ceremony, everything else is just, you know, get tanked up and the best is served. So Van Morrison's turning up, and everyone thinks, oh, I hope this is going to be a source of another Van Morrison story. He turned up and sat down at the table, and Danny Kelly was the editor of Cue at the time, went over to introduce himself, said, hello, mister, well, we have met before, I don't expect you to remember. Anything we can get? He said, yes, you can. Oh, he said, right. He said, what's this wine you're serving? So it was, you know, some Sauvignon Blanc. It was in the Hilton or somewhere. He said, well, it's rubbish. He said, get me a wine list. And they talked to the editor, accused of Danny. It doesn't take this. Somebody else deal with him. Car can't do this. Brought him a wine list, went right the way down to the 280 pounds top of the shop. Bring me 3 bottles of that and keep it coming. That's how Van Morrison talks to people.
We were born before the wind.
I will never ever be able to listen to another one of his songs.
We're going to get him in.
Oh, no, you're not next to me, you're not.
The only thing that can... Sorry, Pete, we're coming straight to you. The only thing that can give you some sukkah here is if you read the great book about Bill Graham, the greatest rock promoter of all time, Bill Graham's book, written about him after his death. And Bill Graham, who was a tough... his family didn't survive Auschwitz and stuff, and he came to America, and the whole bootstrap story, and he was an entrepreneur, and the hippies hated him, capitalist pig, but he owned the Fillmores, and the biggest rock promoter of all time, managed the Dweppel there for a short while, and Bill didn't take nonsense from people, and Van Morrison tried it with him, and there's a wonderful story in the book of Van Morrison saying, tell that Polish Stones, I'm not playing his venue tonight, something hadn't been met on the rider, and he says, rings Van Morrison's room, says, Bill would like to see you down in the corridor, outside the hotel, and Bill Graham whacks 9 shades out of him. Come here, you're dealing with me now. Pop, 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 and you put the book down and go, yeah, Bill Graham, on behalf of the world. Van Morrison stories, if you got them, because that said, he's my absolute number one. But here's the spoiler.